It's Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Can a house make you who you are? That's the central question artist Leo Burke set out to answer with his newest exhibit, The Uncertainty of Enclosure. It opened last Friday at UW-Milwaukee's Institute of Visual Arts. For much of his adolescent life, Burke lived in a mid-century house designed by progressive American architect Bruce Gough. To say it was unconventional hardly goes far enough. From the materials Gough used to the organically shaped living spaces that he created, the house is truly unique. It is one of the few Gough-designed homes still standing, and it's also fair to say that it made Leo Burke the artist he is. Burke, along with Sarah Krajewski, the director of Innova, joined me in the studio last week. We were joined on the phone by Rob Dillon of Third Coast Percussion. The ensemble will present a concert tomorrow night, also inspired by the Gough House. We'll hear how in just a moment. Burke began our conversation.
I started working on this body of work 3 years ago, and I have known Sarah, who lived in Seattle for a while, and she found out about the work that I was doing, and that's how this project started.
And Sarah, you are the curator at Innova.
Right. I'm the director and curator at Innova, and I began my stint at Innova in July 2012. And before moving here to Milwaukee, had begun a conversation with Leo about this particular body of work related to the Bruce Gough home that he grew up in. And in August of that summer of 2012, Leo came out to do a research trip to the house and invited me to come down and see it with him and take a tour, walk through with the home's owner. And it was really at that moment of going to this location and understanding it as a place and as a kind of sculpture that you can live in that really pushed me to invite Leo to have the exhibition at Innova.
My understanding is that this is the first time all of your work relating to the house is in one place.
That's true. And some of the work I'm just seeing for the first time because I've been making things in residence that are just now getting completed. And I've shipped works that could not be assembled in my studio that are getting it built in the gallery today.
Is it exciting to see it?
It's really exciting. It's it's 3 years worth of work that I've seen in parts and I've seen exhibited maybe one or three pieces at a time. And to see it all together, 12 pieces in the gallery at the same time is really exciting. The connections that I maybe knew in the back of my mind were there are suddenly right in front of me. And that's been really satisfying.
Well, Rob Dillon, let's bring you in. You're joining us by phone and you're a member of Third Coast Percussion. And you are playing an interesting part in this installation, although not a permanent part.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we're going to be performing on the evening of June 11th. And our connection to the project is very interesting that the current owner of the house, Bruce Gough House in Aurora, Illinois, is a good friend of our ensemble and one of the board members of our organization. So he sort of tied us into this in an interesting way. So we've looked at Bruce Gough's piano rolls. So Bruce Gough, the architect who designed the Ruth Ford House in Aurora, where Leo grew up, was also a composer of sorts, and he composed very unique pieces for player piano rolls, which we'll be performing on that concert.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, player piano rolls, it's so last century, early last century.
Yeah.
We don't even think of them as being something that is extant today, except as a historical artifact.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, I think so much of contemporary music relies heavily on technology in this round today, and computers have transformed the way that people perform music and consume music. Player piano is this completely different medium that was heavily technologically driven and so interesting and opened up a lot of new possibilities, but now really seems to fit in a very specific time period in our mind. And so we've been able to watch video recordings of the player piano rolls being played on the player piano. And then we've sort of made arrangements or other artistic reactions to these pieces that Gough composed for the player piano.
Now, had you seen Leo's work before this relating to the house?
No, we hadn't really. No, we're familiar with the house because we've visited a number of times, sort of on the invitation of our good friend Sidney Robinson, who's there now. And we actually have even recorded one of our albums, recorded one piece with video in this house, a piece by John Cage that calls for ordinary household objects to be employed in the performance. And so we thought it would be really amazing, rather than performing it on stage or recording it just in an ordinary living room, to actually use different parts of this amazing, amazing house. So it's interesting now, as I've been becoming familiar with Leo's work, to see those connections and to sort of see these familiar elements from the house coming through in some of the work.
Now, Leo, have you heard some of the music that's been influenced by your work?
I haven't heard these particular pieces yet, but I have been to a Third Coast concert and have, you know, listened to a lot of their performances on recordings.
Yeah, and it's pretty impressive, Rob. I have to say, you know, people think of percussion, you know, and it's not just drumming. You're talking about glockenspiels, and you're talking xylophones, and you're talking marimbas. And so there's a whole melodic thread to this in addition to the percussive thread in what you do. And I'm anxious to see how – it was fun as I was doing the research for this. I was telling them as I was sitting down this morning, I was listening to you guys – and I was looking at Leo's artwork at the same time, trying to get that sense of how they connect. And it's really kind of cool to witness it.
Yeah, I'm actually really fascinated by that, how this house can inspire artists of really different disciplines to produce work that, because of the source, is going to have connections that are really interesting. When I have seen just my artwork in the show, there's no way that I could not have there be interesting connections between the pieces, because they're all from this one source. But then with these two different disciplines and two different artists, I feel like there's inevitably going to be interesting connections that happen.
What is it about this house that is so inspirational to both of you? And Leo, I'll start with you, and then Rob, I'll ask you to join in.
So I grew up in the house. I was 6 years old when we moved into the house, and we lived there for about 7 years. And to me, the house is more of a sculpture than a house. It functions in a way where it's like living inside of a sculpture. And of course, I didn't realize that at the time. And it's only over decades that I've really uncovered the importance of that experience. But the way it uses the space of the house, the volume, is unlike any house I've ever been in. And then the materials are incredible. The use of coal as a masonry material, nautical rope as a, not a decorative, well, a decorative material, but a wall surface, and recycled World War II pieces like Quonset hut ribs and bomber domes. And it's as if Bruce Goff rethought every single building material available to him and thought of it in more of a sculptural way than an architectural way. So the house, when we lived there, was freezing cold and leaked like a sieve. And in the summertime, it was blazing hot and very little privacy. So all of these things that you normally are taken for granted that a house would do, this house doesn't really do that well. But as an aesthetic experience, it does it perfectly for me.
Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to comment that when we were on the tour together with Sidney Robinson, the owner of the home, he made an off-the-cuff comment about the uncertainty of enclosure as we were looking through the glass onto the property from inside the house. And that's become the title of the exhibition. And for me, that represents a way of thinking about architecture that is not about the structure, the functionality, but there's a kind of ambiguity of the use of the space. And it's thinking about it in terms of artistic expression rather than a kind of functional domicile, a container to live in. I just really love that sentiment that this architect was about, a kind of expressivity and an ambiguity that we often associate with creative expression rather than with a kind of functional structure.
And Rob, from a musical perspective, how does that all work into what you're doing?
Well, from the experiences that I've had from visiting the house, unpredictability of the materials and the every surface is a surprise, and every aspect of the home feels so different from what an ordinary house would be that it really draws your attention to the walls or the ceiling, or any part of it is sort of worth your attention, things that you ordinarily take for granted in the space. And so the I think the metaphorical corresponds to the type of music that, that our ensemble plays, and the way that we interact in this particular project is a bit more abstract. But I think the thing that's most exciting about being a percussionist and a percussion ensemble is that we have this infinite flexibility of possible materials to use in a performance. We're not tied to one instrument for each of us, you know. So the whole world can be our instrument. So it could be drums, or it could be marimbas, or it could be wooden slats or tuned metal pipes. So, and, you know, similar to how the house creates, you know, a ceiling is made of rope rather than the things you'd normally expect a ceiling to be made out of, and a wall is made entirely of glass. In the same way, melodies in our ensemble can be made, rather than being made from a violin or a piano, or even a marimba, they can come from metal pipes, or they can come from different sized slabs of wood and things of that sort. So it's sort of an interesting tie-in for us, and something that, more than anything else, the house is such an interesting experience.
Sarah, what do you hope that people who don't know anything about the Goff House and might not have heard Third Coast and might not know Leo's work, what are you hoping people coming in off the street are going to experience here?
Well, I think some of the bigger questions that the exhibition asks are whether a house can shape who you are. And certainly for Leo, this idea of growing up, or the act of growing up in this home, led him to be an artist, something he didn't realize until he, you know, became an artist and started thinking about this place and its relationship to him. But the sense that our built environment and the design with which we surround ourselves does make a very strong impact on us. The sculpture in and of itself is also, on the one hand, it's a portrait of the house, the works in the exhibition, but it also becomes a kind of poetic meditation on these ideas of kind of translating materials and how over time certain sensibilities become ingrained in an artist and then become translated through the works themselves.
Well, I can't wait to, Rob, hear you guys perform. It's going to be fantastic to have you back here. And Leo, welcome to Milwaukee.
Thank you.
Sarah, thank you so much for stopping in as well.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Leo Burke's exhibit, The Uncertainty of Enclosure, inspired by architect Bruce Goff's Ford House in Aurora, Illinois, opened at UW-Milwaukee's Institute of Visual Arts Gallery on Milwaukee's East Side last Friday. It will remain on display through mid-August. Sarah Krajewski is the director of Innova, and Robert Dillon is a member of Third Coast Percussion. The ensemble performs Wednesday at 7:30 at Innova, giving a program that's also inspired by the Goff House. Well, another concert of a completely different sort takes place at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music tonight. We'll talk with pianist Lydia Artemieux next on Lake Effect, right after this short break. You're listening to us on WUWM.